streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
This is Jeff T from the Club 520 podcast. When it comes to your feet, eBay's got your back. When you see the blue check mark that says authenticity guaranteed, that means real experts are checking your sneakers. Every stitch, down to the sole. They even smell them, because nothing says fresh like the scent of real kicks. So kick back and relax. From the drop to your doorstep, eBay doesn't play games with your sneaker game. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal with eBay authenticity guaranteed. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of The Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go. It is a Wednesday. We are live in Los Angeles. It's The Herd. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, and FS1. Coaches fired. 7 new openings. Here we are again. The league average is 7-8. Joy and I said a month ago it was only 2 or 3. And what do you know? 7 coaches been fired. Maybe 8. There's a lot of rumblings out there. It could be 8, but it's at least 7. The league average is 7.5 over the last about decade. We talked about this months ago. It's about 7.5. We're right smack dab where we are every year at this time. And Joy Taylor is joining me. Nick Wright later this hour. Joy, how are you?
I'm great. It's part of the business. It's an unfortunate part of the business, but yeah. This is how the cycle goes.
Yeah. So I have pretty I lived out east for 10 years. And so I was talking to a couple of different, over the last 48 hours, a couple of different sources around the New York Giants. Here's the best way to put it. When Joe Judge got hired, we were shocked. Remember? We were like, who's Joe Judge? He was over his head. Doesn't mean he's a bad guy. Doesn't mean he can't coach. To be the coach of the New York Football Giants is a lot. The fan base is demanding. The press is tough. New York, they want winners. And this also is a franchise with a history of winning. This isn't the Browns or the Lions that go through coaches every 3 or 4 years. The Giants are successful. Even when they're great, they're never exciting. They're the accounting firm of the NFL. But this is a good franchise. When I lived out there, they were going to Super Bowls. They got Eli and Coughlin. So this isn't your typical franchise in terms of merry-go-round of coaches, but that's what they've become over the last 6 years, 3 coaches, 3 big whiffs. So here's, and from what my people say is, it's as simple as this. It was just mayhem with the Giants. It was hard. The building was hard. Gettleman wasn't right. Joe Judge was over his skis. It was just too hard. Football can't be that hard. I say this all the time in marriages. You got to be able to sit in the couch and enjoy each other's company. I was told it was just hard all the time. Not to mention, it is the worst offensive line,
probably by a mile in the league. Please solve that first. I don't care about an edge rusher. I don't care about another corner. Fix the offensive line. You can't be an elite team with the worst offensive line in the National Football League. But let's try to solve this. We could talk about the past all we want. It's very common for a successful business, and the New York Giants have been successful, multiple Super Bowls, to, when they struggle, reach into their past success to solve it. Joe Judge knew Belichick. Belichick was under Parcells as a Giants coach. So what they did is very predictable. It doesn't mean they're dumb. It doesn't mean they're poorly run. They were struggling with McAdoo and Shermer. How do we solve it? Let's reach into our past, Belichick, and grab one of his top assistants. Happens all the time. People do this all the time in college and pro football. But here's the key for the New York Giants for me, because the Giants are, I believe, deep down, overwhelmingly a great historic franchise. But this is going to be tough for them. No more talking about yesterday. I don't care about Joe Judge. I don't care about Gettleman. I don't care. 100% fans, media, go forward. So let's look at what is currently happening in the National Football League. Because when you're a proud franchise and you've had success, it is very hard to not reach back into the success well for solutions. That's why it's hard for the Giants. They've had so much previous success. You have to go 100% forward because the game is changing, and here's an example. Let's name the great or good recent coaching hires. Is there a trend? So these are what I would call the great hires in the last several years. Sean McDermott, Sean McVay, Kyle Shanahan, Matt LaFleur, Mike Vrabel, and Bruce Arians. The good hires: Zach Taylor, Kevin Stefanski, Cliff Kingsbury, Mike McCarthy, and Frank Reich. What is the common thread? 9 of 11 are offense. And in fact, the two defensive coaches, Sean McDermott and Mike Vrabel, what do they have in common? They have aced offensive coordinator hires. Aced them. There's your trend. The quarterback is so valuable in this league now. The rules are so offensive. Giants, do not worry about previous coaches and previous success. Move forward. Go get an offensive coach. It's the only way you can save Daniel Jones. It is the only way. Why? Because offensive coaches have closer relationships with quarterbacks. They understand the value of the offensive line, which Joe Judge never did. They develop them. Matt LaFleur, they get along with them. They can appeal to them and their sensibilities. So we have a trend. Go offense. 9 of the last 11 great or good hires are offense. In fact, even defensive coaches that we like, Vic Fangio, Mike Tomlin, Pete Carroll, Ron Rivera, what part of their team's a little bit of a mess? The offense. Through the years, I've known a ton of coaches. Talked to one yesterday. And defensive guys, head coaches, see the world differently. They just do. Pete Carroll wants to run the football. That's what he wants to do. Mike Tomlin likes defense and power football. It's just what he likes. It's not a criticism. It's just their sensibility. It's their football DNA. So we have a clear pattern. Joe Judge gone. Don't want to hear about him again. Dave Gettleman gone. It's over. I don't want to hear about Eli. I don't want to hear about anything. The trend is clear. Go offense. Maybe you can elevate Daniel Jones for a year. I'm not saying it's the long-term solution. But either Daniel Jones or going and getting a Russell Wilson, get somebody who gets him. That is an offensive coach. By the way, this is interesting too. And I don't know, I don't have an answer for this, but this is sort of fascinating. Have you ever noticed, we always talk about hiring coaches from coaching trees. Okay, Belichick, best coach ever, defensive coach. His coaching tree stinks. Just failure, failure, failure. Mike Tomlin's coaching tree, Pete Carroll's coaching tree. But yet, Bill Walsh's coaching tree, Mike Holmgren's coaching tree, Andy Reid's coaching tree, Sean McVay's current coaching tree, and Mike Shanahan's coaching tree. For whatever reason, offensive coaching legends, coaching trees,
especially today, seem to be working better than defensive coaching trees. It's not absolute, but there's a clear trend going forward, and it's a great year of candidates. The Giants' primary issue is they've had so much success, they've been so historically relevant, that you got to be careful about looking in the rearview mirror to solve tomorrow. And the trend is clear. Go offense. It's the only way to save Daniel Jones or elevate him at minimum, and it will also pay dividends if you land a guy like Russell Wilson. Okay, so I think this is funny. So every year, we make predictions for the NFL. And, you know, we're hit and miss. Last year, we got very lucky. We were 7-for-7 on the AFC. This year, the AFC, the Bengals and Raiders, it was like we were all over the map. But every year, I make predictions. And if I don't predict the exact same teams who made it the previous year, I get nothing but pushback. Yet, as of this morning, there were 7 new teams that made the playoffs. Right on the last 20-year league average. Bengals, Patriots, Raiders, Dallas, 49ers, Arizona, Philly. New playoff teams. Every year, 7 to 8 new playoff teams. Every year. Oh, by the way, what is the league average for new coaches? 7.5. And we currently have 7 and potentially 8 new coaching openings. So when your local sportscaster or your national sportscaster, you know, like us, suggest that next year's playoffs will not look like this year's playoffs, we're going to be right. So let me just give you a heads up for next year. Pittsburgh, probably next year, unless they land Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson, will not make the playoffs next year. They have no succession plan at quarterback, and the other 3 teams in the division have a quarterback. I'm going to make a prediction for next year. The Raiders won't go 6-0 in overtime games and final play of the game regulation wins. They won't go 6-0 in those, and that division's really good, and the Raiders probably won't make it in. I'm also going to make another prediction. Ravens probably don't have like 50 guys hit the IR, and the Ravens, an incredibly well-run organization with a very dynamic quarterback, probably are pretty good. I also think the Colts and the Chargers will probably figure out a way next year to get in. But it is interesting. What makes the NFL great is that the team that you root for, regardless of where you live in America, there's an argument to be made. If you're terrible this year, you've absolutely got a shot next year. Outside of Cincinnati, did anybody really think the Bengals would win this division? Didn't we all think, even Philadelphia media that we brought on this show, thought the Eagles were an absolute wreck? Seattle, last place? Hope is a powerful drug, and no sport has it. New coach, new playoff teams annually, like the National Football League.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5. That's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
All right, so we have all the playoff games this weekend. There's going to be an upset somewhere. Somebody's going to get knocked off. If you make a prediction for it, though, people crush you. But we know we're going to have an upset because we have them all the time in the wild card round. My prediction is the games will be closer than we think. So what is going to happen on shows like this that have strong opinions? We're not basically SportsCenter here. We're an opinion show. That's what we do. We have theories and beliefs. We project. We predict. We're an opinion show that occasionally has some sourcing. That's what we do here. So on a Monday, we got six favorites. We got the Bengals are favorites, the Bills are favorites, the Bucks are favorites, the Cowboys are favorites, the Chiefs are favorites, and the Rams are favorites. So let's look at who we're going to crush, because not all favorites are the same. So here's the two teams I think we'll give a little pass to. The Bengals lose. Most of their stars are young. They're way better at this point than we thought they would be in their rebuild. Zach Taylor, we know he can coach, right? Joe Burrow's been spectacular. If the Bengals lost to a crazy, nutty, unexplainable Raider team that keeps winning road games in the last play, I think we'd go, well, they overachieved. None of us thought they'd win their division anyway. It was a great year for them. It's a step in the process. I also don't think we would absolutely clobber Brady and the Bucks for losing, even as a big favorite. Why? They're riddled with injuries. They won it last year. We don't question Brady's ability to win playoff games. We don't question Bruce Arians' ability to win playoff games. I think it would be a quirky, fluky loss. They almost lost last year to Washington. We know they're better when Leonard Fournette in the run game is good, and right now they're all beat up. I don't think we'd crush Tampa. I think we'd kind of marvel at how in the hell did Philadelphia do it. Who would we really crush if they lost this weekend? There's a couple that jump out to me. The two that really jump out to me. Matt Stafford and the Rams lose. And by the way, tough draw. They just beat Arizona. They got to play them again. Arizona's 8-1 on the road. Arizona's got a quarterback that does stuff you can't really defend off script, there's a high probability Arizona could beat the Rams. But because of the move off Goff and move into Stafford, you kind of pushed all your chips on the quarterback table. And Matt Stafford's never, I don't think he's ever won a playoff game, right? Like, that's the knock on him. He's got a lot of talent. He's never won a playoff game. I don't think we'd crush the Rams per se. I think Matt Stafford would really get beat up if he lost this weekend or on Monday. The second one is pretty obvious. Dallas, Dak, and Mike McCarthy. Because McCarthy has butchered the clock in several moments this year. The media doesn't love him. They've won a weak division. They continue to dominate the NFC East, but are kind of average 6-5 this year against everybody else. They're at home. Dak puts up huge numbers against teams that are bad. So to me, Stafford is really going to get tagged if he loses. And Mike McCarthy with a little Dak. I mean, Dak's got his money. We know he's a franchise quarterback. It's just like if McVay loses, we're going to blame Stafford. We're not going to blame McVay. He's boy wonder. If Dak loses, he got the bag. Everybody likes Dak. He had a good year statistically. So I think the two people that really could have a rough Monday or Tuesday around the country on opinion shows are Matt Stafford and Mike McCarthy, coach of the Cowboys.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sportsbook, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero Pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
The Herd Lie News.
The way I look at Joe Judge is, it happens in every industry. Sometimes you hire somebody for a job, they're very young, they don't have a lot of experience to be in this space, and they're over their head. I had a source inside the Giants building and outside the Giants building, and they both basically said the same thing. Joe Judge was a little over his head. Well, it's a hard job. Nick right now joins us live. First things first. I mean, to you, what went wrong?
You talking about me, buddy?
No.
That seemed like a direct shot at me. No. He hires someone real young, an unknown, he's in over his head. I had people in and out of the building saying, what type of introduction is that?
Okay. You know I love you. You're great. You're one of the one. You're the McVay. You're the McVay. You're the Sean McDermott.
Bro.
You work. Yeah. But a lot of times, buddy, we overthink this stuff, and it's just like, hey, he got into a job. New York's a tough market. He was over his skis. That's what my people told me. It's like not a bad guy, just a little bit of a Belichickian, you know, my way or the highway, like Patricia, like Josh McDaniels, like Brian Flores, and it rubbed people the wrong way. In your eyes, what went wrong?
Well, yeah, I don't think he was ready for the job. I also think that's a bad roster. And I think, Colin, I think of the six jobs that are currently available, the Giants are clearly the worst. Did you know that going into next season, they are already over the salary cap for next year? They have they are minus $2 million for next year's cap. The only teams with less cap space than them, it's the Packers, who are obviously in win-now mode. The Saints, who mortgaged a lot for Drew Brees. It's all the Vikings. It's all the competitive teams and the Giants. So they don't have a quarterback. There's not an obvious quarterback in this draft. They have this super expensive defense that is not playing up to its cap at all. So I think Joe Judge was bad, but I think Dave Gettleman was far worse.
Yeah.
And you can get over the Judge mistake. The Gettleman mistakes are going to live on for the next few years. So if I'm looking at available jobs, Jacksonville's intriguing, Chicago is super intriguing, and then at the bottom of the list right now is the Giants, even in a winnable NFC East. To me, they're like an expansion franchise right now, but without the money.
Yeah.
So I think they're in a real rough spot, Colin.
Well, I was saying, of all the favorites that could lose, if Matt Stafford lost, fair or not, I think he would get clobbered. Is there somebody? So I think Matt faces a lot of pressure this weekend. They gave up picks. They gave up a Super Bowl quarterback in Jared Goff. Goff was winning. He had won the division. Right or wrong? I mean, if I said to you, who faces real pressure this weekend, Nick? For you, who is it?
I think it's obvious, and I was listening to this, and I was shocked you didn't go there. I think the Bills absolutely, unequivocally, 100% have to win this game. Colin, the Patriots are playing their worst football of the year right now. The Patriots are starting a rookie quarterback who is playing the worst football of his season right now. The Bills made the conference championship game last year. They have, you know, the star MVP-ish fringe quarterback. They have home field. They won the division. The Patriots just lost to a team that then fired their coach. And the previous week, they lost to a team in the Colts that missed the playoffs. I think there is the real pressure of, if not now, when. If the Bills, can't get over the Patriots hump now, then when will they? So I think if the Bills were playing, say the Chargers had made it, if they were playing the Chargers and Herbert plays a great game and the Chargers beat them, I think you're like, oh, man, it's a disappointing year. But We won the division again. We, you know, it, just bad timing, bad luck on a random NFL Saturday or Sunday. If you lose to the Patriots, it's the feeling of, oh my God, Big Brother came back and beat us again. Because if you can't beat this Patriot team, then what are you going to do when they're, when Mac's not a rookie, when they are better? When, so I think the Bills far and away have the most to lose, if you will, this weekend if they don't win. And it seems like Colin Cowherd might be a little worried about his beloved Josh Allen being able to win. Talking about taking the points, my friend, might be a little nervous about Josh Allen.
I am, actually. So it's interesting. Yeah, I saw PFF ranked all the quarterbacks, and they have their way of ranking based on, you know, the performances, and they've got all their, you know, algorithms, whatever they use. So they have Mahomes 10th. And that feels weird. They also have Russell Wilson 19th, and he did he broke a bone in his throwing hand. They have Lamar 16, and so here's their top 10. So let me just throw this out at you. So the two things I would say that are very clear about Mahomes, and this was also exactly what his college scouting report was. One, he's a spectacular transformational talent, and two, he can go into kind of weird mechanics-driven slumps. Twice in his career, he's got into 2 6-game slumps. Even the Super Bowl year, last 6 regular season games. Something's off. Is that a fair? So I don't put him 10th, but I did think for about half the year, he wasn't as good as Justin Herbert. He wasn't as good as Aaron Rodgers. He wasn't as good as Kyler for long stretches this year.
No, he had the first slump of his career. I disagree with you on the Super Bowl year because you got to keep in mind the games you're talking about in the Super Bowl year, those were right after it looked like he blew out his knee against the Broncos. So I think it was more injury-related that it took time because it was the first real injury he's had. But can we put up that PFF list again?
Okay.
Because I like PFF. I've known Sam Monson for 12 years back when they were just a little, you know, ragtag outfit out of Cincinnati, and he was living in Ireland. I liked the crew there. However, Colin, I don't have many rules, and I don't have their proprietary algorithm, but a rule is this. If you watch this football season and you thought Kirk Cousins was better than Patrick Mahomes, you don't know what you're talking about. You got to throw it in the trash. You got to start from scratch, boys and girls. If whatever the algo spits out is, yeah, Kirk Cousins was better than Mahomes. Huh? Really? Oh, Matt Stafford was better than Mahomes. Matt Stafford, who led the NFL in interceptions, he was better than Mahomes. Okay. Oh, Josh Allen. Josh Allen, who just 2 weeks ago against the Falcons had a passer rating of 17 and last week was in a nip and tuck game against the Jets for 3.5 quarters. I'm getting choked up talking about it. They're better than Mahomes. So, yes, if you want to say, of course, Rodgers was better than Mahomes this year. You want to make the argument Burrow was better than Mahomes over the entirety of the year? Sure. I know with Herbert, you know, you call me old-fashioned, Colin, for, you know, for a guy who now is, you know, neck and neck with Mahomes and the AFC is his, you'd like to see him in the playoffs, but hey, or they could finish 10th in the conference. Expanded playoffs, they finished 10th. How far we got to expand them to get your Chargers in, Colin? 10th place.
All right, that's fair. That's fair.
That's not great.
So I saw on Twitter, and you know, it's a little bit of a toilet, but you get people worked up on that device, and I think it's really funny. So the best basketball team I've ever seen, and again, the rules allowed them to play the way they played, was the 95-96 Bulls. You could use the hand check. They were a bizarrely physical team. They were a bizarrely, they were well-coached. They had great players. They were wildly physical. They had Ron Harper, Pippen, Jordan, Rodman. They had a unique roster of unbelievable defensive players, all with length, all tough guys, all intimidating. Yep. That's the best team I've ever seen. And I think if you could use the 96 rules, they would beat the Warriors with KD and Steph. They'd push them around the skinny jeans guys.
Oh, okay.
But you're making arguments. Yeah. The Warriors with KD and MJ's Bulls. You just absolutely love the Warriors.
Okay, well, let's just do a thought experiment real quick.
Okay.
Let's go 5 years ago, right after the 2016 Warriors were done, and we were to say, who are the best teams in NBA history? We don't have to order them.
Yeah.
So the 72 Lakers would be on there. The Sixers, remember the Sixers when they finally broke through? They had Moses and Dr. J, and that Sixers team was unbelievable. 85 Lakers, 86 Celtics, 96 Bulls, 2000 Lakers, or 2001 Lakers, pardon me, and the 2016 Warriors. Those are probably the seven greatest teams ever. And then we were to say, so here's what's going to happen. Take any of those teams, and before you match them up against any of the others, you get to take the second best player in the league and add him to that team. Who do you got? So you had the 2016 Warriors, who before LeBron ended their season, were in the discussion for the greatest team ever. They added Kevin Durant to that team and then went 15-0 to start the playoffs. And my other, so there's that. There's just the logical thing of, well, how good would the 96 Bulls be if they just, in 97, added Hakeem Olajuwon? Oh, they'd probably be the best team ever. Like, it'd probably be good. What if the 86 Celtics added Michael Jordan in the offseason? That's probably the 87 Celtics. Probably going to be the best team ever. There's that. But then there's also this. So can we agree, Colin, that KD and Steph are going to give you about as much output as Michael and Scotty? Like, Michael's the best player of the four, but then KD and Steph are clearly better than Scotty. Scotty's the fourth.
Yeah, true.
So if their top twos almost cancel each other out, well, you got Klay Thompson, Andre Iguodala, Draymond Green on one side of the ledger. You have Dennis Rodman, Tony Kukoc, and Luke Longley on the other side of the ledger.
Oh, that's weird.
I'm going to go with option A. I'm going to go ahead and walk through that door. But the problem is this, Colin, for the folks of your generation, and I work with many of them, it could be, hey, guys, here's the setup. You can have the five greatest players of the last 20 years versus Michael Jordan and his blood relatives. Who you got? And people are like, ooh, Michael. Michael's not going to let you lose that game. I'm like, oh, Michael. And, oh, is hand checking allowed? Oh, sweet Christ. I don't know if the other team will score. I mean, we got to at some point admit that the 73-win team that added Kevin Durant is probably the best team to ever play.
All right.
It's probably the best team.
I think these are very – I'm going to sleep on that one. You may have changed my mind. That's a pretty good argument.
Oh, yeah. Hand checking. I mean, there's hand checking, guys. Guys, don't forget about hand checking.
All right, Nick, good seeing you, buddy.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Ah, here we go, live in Los Angeles. It's hour number two. Wherever you may be and however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Titans have the weekend off. Packers have the weekend off. You know what I thought was one of the stories that's being underreported this week is that I'm a big believer in focus on what matters in life, stay disciplined, focus on your family, focus on your job, focus on your parents, stay focused. Is that, remember when the Aaron Rodgers story came out about the vaccinations?
Yes.
He faked it. And I don't have any interest talking about vaccinations. You believe what you want to believe. But Aaron was crushed by the media. For like a week long, Aaron got crushed by the media. Regardless of where you fall in it, I got no interest in that discussion. But he got crushed by the media. Since that time, Aaron has done nothing but complain about the media and try to invalidate them. Right? They don't know what they're talking about. Every McAfee visit, the media is stupid. This week, he attacked Boomer Esiason. I don't know Boomer Esiason. He made the Super Bowl. He's a very, very good quarterback. Very talented. Lefty, played at Maryland, Cincinnati. Boomer was he's a New York guy, quarterback the Jets. And Boomer Esiason got this weird text from somebody that had Aaron Rodgers information. Well, Boomer didn't say it was true on the air. I listened to the whole 10-minute clip. What he said was, this is weird, right? It was kind of a thought exercise. It was like, what do you make of this? And it was like, Aaron just attacked him. And it was like, that's an overreaction. Sports talk radio, whether it's in New York on WFAN or what we're doing here, this is not Sports Center. We're not reading scores. It's opinions, it's theories, it's beliefs, it's discussions, which, by the way, didn't Aaron Rodgers complain on the Pat McAfee YouTube channel? Why can't the media just have more discussions? Why does it always have... Boomer was having a discussion. That's all Boomer Esiason was doing. He had information, a weird text. I get texts, by the way. And he was like, what do you make of it? He didn't declare, this is true, it's going to happen. He's like, do you believe that? What do you make of it? I listened to the whole thing. But Aaron's reaction to it was so harsh and angry and mean, it's like, why? Because he's trying to invalidate the media. Aaron, here's a little heads up. Win more playoff games. Nobody cares. Secondly is, this whole talk thing right here, podcasting, talking, this isn't the New York Times. This is opinion and theories and predictions and discussions. You know the kind of discussions that you're clamoring for when you got ripped for the vaccine. So if you want people, because a lot of people think Aaron's vaccine take is absolutely asinine when you quote Joe Rogan as your doctor. I have no interest talking about that. But Aaron was crushed for taking a stance that goes against a lot of science.
Right.
Yet he's outraged that Boomer Esiason offered a thought balloon on, what do you make of this text from this source? Boomer Esiason wasn't doing journalism. He was like, I don't know if I believe it. Do you believe it? So this is the hypocrisy of, can't we just have more discussions? That was Aaron. Can't we, do we always have, that's what Boomer was doing. And by the way, your vaccine stance to a lot of American epidemiologists was far more damaging than Boomer Esiason's comments on a goofy text.
Well, I mean, the irony of complaining about the media while talking to the media is not lost on me.
By the way, I've told the story before. Years ago, I was ripping Aaron Rodgers. I got a weird, very accurate text from Virginia, anonymous. I looked it up. I couldn't source it. It had way too much good information than just a random fan. Where did Boomer Esiason's text come from? Virginia. It's a thought balloon.
Yeah, I'm not a big source person. I have a lot of sources.
You have a lot of them.
But I don't quote any of them. I just use that information to form my opinion.
Yeah.
And I don't care about being first about something. I don't care about being right about something. Because like you said, we just give our opinion here.
Right.
Sometimes it's the right opinion. Sometimes it's the wrong opinion. But that's what we get paid every 2 weeks to do. So we're not the ones breaking the news here. Sometimes stuff comes up, crazy theories, and we just discuss them.
I guess my point is, Aaron, be careful about crushing journalists for discussions on a New York sports radio station when you had a punitive opinion on a vaccine, which many people in science disagree with. Again, I have no interest talking vaccine.
Yeah.
But it's like something has happened since Aaron got crushed by the media. He has taken a invalidate the media at every turn. And it's like, Aaron, it's very transparent. Lots of people in the media are fantastic. Left, right, conservatives, liberals. There's all sorts of people I think are fascinating and good.
If you don't want to talk, if you don't want the media talking about you, why are you talking to the media every week?
And also
at your own will.
Yeah.
Like not the press conference. Like he's on a sports media show every week. That's where he's talking about complaining about the media. It's on a media show. I don't get it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Cincinnati won their division. That is surprising. Now, you could say, will Seattle finish last? Well, it is the best division in football with four competent teams, and Seattle finished 7-10. If Russell Wilson doesn't break a bone in his throwing hand and they have about a five-week stretch when they're a mess, instead of finishing 7-10, because anybody that loses their starting quarterback for like four or five games, and then he came back for three or four games and he wasn't right. So it was about a seven-game stretch that Seattle just went sideways. If that doesn't happen, and you look at the end of Seattle's year and the beginning, Seattle's probably closer to 10-7, not 7-10. And they wouldn't have finished in last place. So even though that's a surprise, that's an injury-driven surprise. It is like Baker Mayfield at the end of this year was terrible because he was hurt. Like, Baker's not great, but he's not that bad. That's not fair. I've seen Baker before. He's not great. But the last month, it was a mess. He had four interception games. He couldn't throw the ball up the left side. It's something to do with his shoulder. But Cincinnati is a shocking surprise. Now, people will say, Colin, you didn't like Arizona. Well, I had them at 9-8 or 8-9. We thought they would be exciting and good. But again, the division's brutal. So we said they're going to be a very viable fourth place team. There's not going to be a big gap between fourth and third and second in that division. So Cincinnati is the league shock. And even that, Cleveland fell apart offensively. Jacksonville fell apart physically all over the field. Pittsburgh's sort of what we all thought. Good defense, you know, 500-ish. Cincinnati's the shock. Now, you could say Philadelphia, but that division is so bad, making it as a wild card team over, you know, somebody was going to win some games. So, I mean, let's face it. Dallas has the best roster and the best quarterback in that division. So that's not a – I mean, I had them going to the playoffs. So it just goes to show you in the NFL, there are very few surprises. Like Cincinnati finishing first in what I consider to be the second or third best division in football, that's pretty surprising. The Raiders getting into the playoffs, again, am I surprised? Yes. But they do have a top 10, 12 quarterback, just like Minnesota. When Minnesota got in with Kirk Cousins, it didn't shock me. They've got good skill people. They've got Kirk Cousins. He's very – Dak, Cousins, Derek Carr. These are grown-up quarterbacks. These are top 12 quarterbacks. So I would say this morning, and I was looking over all the things, like, did I think the Colts were going to beat Tennessee? Yeah, but I had the Colts won Tennessee 2. It's Tennessee 1, the Colts 2. That's not a wild opinion or result of what kind of everybody thought. Bengals winning is it, and some of that is due to Baltimore physically falling apart, and the Cleveland Browns, both tackles and their quarterback were a mess in the last 5 weeks, or there's a reason to believe Cleveland wouldn't fall off the cliff if they kept both tackles and Baker was at least healthy. So you don't get a lot of surprises in this league. If you got a good coach and a quarterback, you're going to make the playoffs. Chargers have the quarterback. We don't know if they have the coach. But if you have both, you mostly get in.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Delusion's a crazy thing. So LeBron James apparently told the Laker players, Westbrook and Carmelo, it's a very old roster, hey, don't freak out. Don't freak out about this. Never forget what happened to Tom Brady last year. They struggled early, and then they won the Super Bowl. Okay, there's a rule to win Super Bowls and NBA titles, and it almost always works, that you have to have a majority of your star players in their prime. Not all of them, but a majority of your stars have to be in their prime. So if you go to Tampa last year, yeah, it was a bunch of new players. Most of them were in Tampa already, and in every unit, Vita Vea, defensive line, in his prime. Ali Marpet, Ryan Jensen, O-line, in their prime. Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, receivers, in their prime. Shaq Barrett, Devin White, defensive side, in their prime. JPP's a little out of his prime. Brady is, Gronk is, AB probably is or was. But there's like 7-8 different Buccaneers that were in their prime, and they were huge, crucial players. Not all players, but your stars. Of the 7 or 8 difference makers for the Buccaneers, like 5 or 6 were in their prime. The Lakers have one of their star players in their prime. It's not LeBron, and it's not Carmelo, and it's not Westbrook. It's Anthony Davis. So they're not going to win a championship. You cannot have one player. If you look at Milwaukee, Giannis in his prime, Chris Middleton in his prime, and Drew Holiday may be leaving it after this year. But I would say if you look at Drew Holiday's numbers, he's in his athletic prime. If you look at the Phoenix Suns, Devin Booker's in his prime now. He's moved into it. Mikal Bridges is moving into his prime. DeAndre Ayton moving into his prime. Don't have to have everybody in their prime. Chris Paul's not in their prime. But you got to have a majority of your stars in their prime. So to give you an example, whereas Tom, when they threw that team together, got off to a 6-2 start, they had a very tough early schedule if you go back to Tom's first year. The Lakers, the way their schedule worked out, it's the easiest part of their schedule. And as of this morning, and I have it, they're 21-20. In fact, if you could go back to the Tampa Bay first year, and there were wins that you were impressed with. I think Green Bay was one of them, if I recall. Like there was a Green Bay win against Aaron Rodgers. You were like, oh, okay, this team's pretty... The biggest Laker wins of the year. Dallas, oh wait, Luka didn't play. Miami in overtime. Jimmy Butler got hurt in the first half and didn't play the second half. So the Lakers' most impressive win of the year. Third game, a very young Memphis team. So there's no, with an easy schedule, that's their win. Beating Miami when Jimmy Butler's not around is much easier. Beating Dallas without Luka is much easier. So they did beat like a John. I remember the Memphis win, not much about it, but I remember us talking about it. Memphis is a fun team, but they're young, they're growing, they're ascending. They're a much better team now than they were in game three of the season. That's what happens with young teams. So it just feels like delusion to me. This is, you can't in the NBA currently have one player in their prime, a really important player, and win a championship. Now, Malik Monk is moving into his prime or in it, but he's not a vital component. He's not going to be a guy that you rely on for 38 minutes in the playoffs and 28 points. And it should be noted, as talented as Anthony Davis is, Joy, where is he currently?
Injured.
Injured. So he's not a guy that you can wrap your arms around as a wildly reliable star player. He's just not. He's not available that often.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at Viking.com.